Well, congratulations, Steve, on a season well done.
Yeah, it's been a tough season. We couldn't have wished to finish the season any more than coming to Elland Road, you know, and be safe from the threats of going back to League One. It's a, you know, my dad's dead over 20 years now, and Glasgow Celtic was his club, but he spent a lot of his working life in Leeds, and this was his second club, and we were always ingrained as that as a young children growing up, and he would be looking down today when I've come into the ground and having a bit of banter and then managed my team and paid the minute silence to respect it, and he would share a tear and he'd be proud of his son today. And I've not always been able to say that in some things I've said or done, but he would be immensely proud today. And a big thank you goes to not only our supporters, who again were fantastic as they've been all season, but the Leeds United supporters that clapping, applauding me and singing my name at the end has meant a lot to me today.
You've done well. We can't underestimate what an achievement this is. You're keeping Rotherham in the Championship.
Oh yeah, it's such a fantastic achievement. You know, where especially when you're fighting tooth and nail, and you're perhaps thinking you're not getting the rub of the green. And I know I can be overcritical of decisions at times, and probably allow that to sway my judgment at times, and accept all of that. And we've not been good enough on a lot of occasions. But I think when they take points off you for a silly individual human error decision or mess up, I think then to say, well, we're going to take 3 points off you and send you into the clutches of League One. And I know our chairman is bitterly upset with it as we are, but when I told my players that, it was the hardest talk I've ever had to have in a group of players. And I've had to manage 6-0 defeats and 7-0 defeats and 6-0 wins, everything that managers go through. But to tell them they're going to lose 3 points and there's a handful of games left, it was a real challenge to me to deliver that, but I had to finish it in the positive. I had to finish with talking about spirit and desire, and sometimes that in adversity you can stand strong, and we've done that. We've not lost a game since we got that decision, and that speaks volumes for every single player we've got at the football club.
Do you think that actually pulled them together, that decision, almost something out of your hands has just said, look lads, come on?
I think we went from beating Brighton that day to being safe. You know, those points would have made us safe then. And for somebody to take them off us and allow others hope when they were dead was hard to take. And I take nothing away from Millwall Football Club. I've got, I don't know, good people there, and the same at Wigan. But I have to say that, you know, we were the better team by far, and to take those points off us so late in the day made me really upset by it. But I had to bury that and no come across has been upset by it, because I've got a group of men to lead and I had to show the positive side.
Did you ever doubt it yourself, quietly?
No, genuinely 100% never doubted for 1 minute we'd go down, because when I told them, I looked in their eyes and I said to my staff, these boys have took this badly. But we finished training, I got them back in, and by the time they came in, we gave them a couple of days off and freshened them up, and I had a chat to them, and they come back in bouncing. And I sent a few private text messages around to all the group, you know, about spirit and desire and getting fresh and being ready for the challenge ahead and all the stuff that you do, and it worked, because they come back in and they've never mentioned it since, which was great.
You've achieved a lot in your managerial career. How does this rank in what you've done?
I think this is the best. I think to have points deductions and to come up to the Championship, which is a huge league. We understand we'll be the team in the bottom end when it comes to resources, and we may be again next year, but we won't be at the bottom end when it comes to league tables at the end of it, because we'll make up for certain aspects. And people have seen it, Leeds United supporters, can't pay them enough tributes, humble to them, but they've seen a good Rotherham performance today, and they'll probably go away from here today thinking the Lockett's got a point.
Is that what you've got to do now, build on that and make it at Rotherham next year and mid-table and upwards?
Yeah, absolutely. Someone asked me in the week what the plan is, and the plan is to get us to mid-table and secure us in mid-table, have an opportunity to look up, because I'm not like Neil Redfern. I work for a wonderful chairman, and I know if I go and ask for the support, then my chairman will be there, providing it's not ridiculous. He'll be there backing me, and I'll leave Elland Road very, very proud of what's happened and keeping us in the Championship. Proud of my players, and I'm hoping above hope that when I come back to Elland Road next season, Neil Redfern is in the technical area on the opposite side as manager, because the Leeds United fans, I've heard them in full voice today, they've made it clear who they want. And you know what, don't go away any of the big time so called manager, you know, get a man who's grown up a Leeds fan and sat in the West Stand for many years as a freezing little 6 and 7 year old, and that's true. And you know what, he deserves to be the manager.
He does indeed. Last one from me. Did you have a few beers midweek, or are you going to have a few tonight?
I'll have a few tonight. I did it, the boys had a couple of days off, and But now I'll have a couple of beers tonight with the staff, and then we'll meet with the players early next week, and we've got some tough decisions to make. But that's why you get paid to be a manager, to make the tough decisions, and I'll take them to your chairman just to endorse them. He's never not endorsed anything yet.